Hi everyone, welcome to Analyze Your Trade, episode number 146 for January 12th, 2021 on timingresearch.com. My name is David Cosmeter. I'm the creator of Timing Research, and today we will be discussing your trade ideas. So I put out the survey this morning and a bunch of people responded, and I put the list together for today, and we're going to get started on that in a couple minutes here. Our guest for today is Anka Metcalf. You should be seeing her screen right now, and the option professor is moderating today, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to him.
Great. Okay, Anka, we had a great show yesterday, went over a lot of good stuff, and a lot of stuff we talked about went up today, which is nice. And today we're going to go over about 15 stocks that the audience has put in. So before we get started, newcomers haven't met you yet. A little background on yourself and what's going on at Trade Out Loud, please.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much. And thank you, David, for inviting me to the show. My name is Anka Metcalf, and I'm the CEO and founder of TradeOutLoud.com, which is a trading education firm that is specialized in educating individuals how to day trade and swing trade the futures and the equities markets. I specialize in day trading futures in the first 2 hours of the trading session, and I swing trade stocks and futures for the rest of the day. I have been doing this successfully for the last 18 years, and prior to becoming a professional independent trader, I come with 10 plus years in investment banking. I'm also the designer of an institutional proprietary trading system that is based on price support resistance, and there's so much more than meets the eye. I'm looking for confluence areas, so that means that I'm looking for more area of support and resistance that collide into the same location to create price velocity. I also specialize in specific trigger times, especially for day trading. The market has a certain rhythm, and sometimes it's prone to pullbacks, not sometimes, but all the time throughout the trading session, especially if you're a day trader, the market is prone to pullbacks, or the market is prone to continuation at certain times into the market. And at certain times into the market, I implement specific setups that enable us to gain from these high velocity moves. Also, chart synchronicity and divergence is something that I take into consideration, and depending on what I trade. So for instance, if we have a relative weakness in NASDAQ, I'm looking more into, let's say, stocks that are under the S&P or the Dow, that if those are relative strength, I'm looking for continuation in those. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. You can find more information about what we do and what we offer at tradeoutloud.com.
Okay, great. And of course, at the end, we'll talk about how everybody can get a hold of you and stuff like that. But let's dig right into the first stock here in the semiconductor area. And it's AMD. What's going on with Advanced Micro Devices? Had a big run up with Taiwan
Semi.
Oh, you
mean AMD? AMD.
Yeah, AMD. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
AMD. All right. Yeah. So we did so what we're seeing right here is that we have a bullish flag formation. Actually, the stock is part of a multi-month breakout. So I'm going to take it out to the monthly chart. We have been in this stock for quite some time, and it is really behaving nicely. So at this point, last year in August, actually the week of August 3rd, has created a high. And this high has not been breached well, just a tad at the end of August, and then just a tad here in October. But other than that, it was a plateau. It was a ceiling that could not, it didn't really penetrate, because this the price did not hold above. So what we wanted to see is some kind of candle activity that would close above this whole and resistance level. So this was the candle right here. This was the confirmation for the breakout. And the fact that we closed above this whole entire resistance spot. Now this resistance spot became support. So for us, it was a no-brainer. This is a long-term trade that we are engaged with. We still held position in it. We're seeing the price higher, and we do actually have higher projections for the stock. What I do like is the fact that right now is reclaiming the 10 exponential moving average, which to me, in my book, and for my trade trading style. This is providing the information, the necessary information that the stock may be getting ready to power trend onto this 10 exponential moving average. As far as targets for this stock, I see it, the reason why it's stalling here into the 96 area, as you can see, we have an air pressure area of resistance into the 161.8. Once we blast and close, now remember, this can happen this week because this is just Tuesday. But if we close this week anywhere above 96, this is going to start the full throttle move higher towards the 110. So this is the next extension and the next target that we are going to be looking at.
On a short-term basis, where would you maybe be thinking a decent pullback could happen? Because I see the 61 million volume today. Mm-hmm. It's been averaging 41 million. I see it went up to 98, 97 today, but mm-hmm. then it closed at 95. So with that kind of volume and the switching of price on a very short-term basis, could there be a trade to the downside, or is it really not that important?
A trade to the downside, I would not consider it because the daily is still structurally very strong. And in fact, right. the pullback today regained mm-hmm. this prior resistance high. So now it just reinforced that support zone. And the stock is still trading above the 20 and the 10 EMA. So as yeah. long as this little, you know, these 3 days have not been violating the 20 SMA, and we haven't had a close below these moving averages or below this prior pivot pivot high, I would not consider it as a short. And again, we have a triple bottom right here. This triple bottom, this stock is so technical, it's unbelievable. Yeah. So we do have another prior pivot high right here that set the stage for this support level. It's unbelievable how it created this triple bottom right here into the $89. Plus, we have another safety net. Look at this technical level right here, $87, coinciding. Right. This is what I was talking earlier about, that we specialize in multiple levels of support resistance. And we do have these this dynamic support here from the 50 SMA right into the $50. I would not short it yet. To me, it doesn't look for it. It doesn't look like a short. What I would be looking for, and again, here, we had after hitting a high, almost closing in to yesterday's high right here. So very close to yesterday's high. So we challenged this high. However, we never made a new high today. And that's because NASDAQ was a little bit weaker. And if we look across the board, we had NVIDIA with weakness. We had BABA with weakness. Right. We had Facebook and Twitter. They closed all onto the weak side. So we had a relative weakness from NASDAQ in general. But tomorrow may be picking up. So we do have another bottom right here into the 93. We have a flat 200 simple moving average right here, which is really good because from a smaller time frame, when you're, you know, when I'm day trading, at least, you know, smaller time frame for, you know, smaller swings or for day trades, you know, I like the price to be obviously above the 200 SMA. This is very constructive here that we had into the end of the day, a 1 hour rotation. And you can see here that we're really trying to punch in higher. Tomorrow, I would pay very close attention to the 4 hour because going into the overnight extended session trading, if we manage to trade over this 96 and change, 96.15 or so, and if we close, you know, let's say we trigger and we close anywhere above this 10 EMA, the stock is really going to start continuing higher, even pre-market tomorrow or going into tomorrow's trading session. So I don't know, maybe tomorrow's going to be, you know, usually we're having turnaround Tuesdays, but today we continued the same price action that we had yesterday, relatively weak in NASDAQ. So maybe we're going to have a turnaround Wednesday. Who knows?
We have earnings coming up on a lot of stocks. When does this one announce? Do you know?
I don't know, but I can check it out real quick right now. Let's check it out. AMD. All right. So it will report earnings. Ooh, the earnings are not posted yet. Last time it reported earnings was in October, October 27th. So probably it's going to be the end of February.
I get you. Okay. That sounds pretty good. Why don't we switch over to Zoom, which had a nice correction down towards 325 or 330 or whatever. And now it looks like it's trying to turn back up. It came down and filled a gap down there from September. And mm-hmm. And pretty much now this could be a very interesting one to start accumulating.
Yes, absolutely. And I am on it. I like the fact that basically what I was looking for was the bottoming effect. We needed at least a few days in which we would signal some kind of bottoming into it. I'm not saying that this is the bottom, but we're getting very close to this 200 SMA. The reason I like it is because it filled the gap. So here we gapped up. Here, we gapped up considerably, and then we pulled back. We never filled the gap. So now, like, we filled the gap right to the dot. Take a look into this high right here from October 31st, and we're ready to rock and roll. I like it from the weekly and from the monthly perspective. I love it for a little bit longer term. And the weekly chart is just ready to rock and roll because we're having the bottoming effect here under the $335. This week is going to be massive. It's probably going to have a massive move and probably going to short. It's going to squeeze some of the shorts that were present from the high here from last year in October. And the trigger for me would be this rotation above this high of 365.05, 0.10 around this area. So if we push massively into the spot, we could have a short squeeze. The first target is going to be right into this 10 EMA, and then we're going to ride it all the way into this part, pivot high right here into the 420s. And this is for the first part of the move. And then again, what I really love about it is that is the monthly chart, because the monthly is stalling. We have a double candle formation right into this 10 exponential moving average. This is very bullish, at least as of now. And if I have the weekly confirmation here, I'm going to go in, hold position, and I'm going to wait to build in as we're moving higher. It had a tremendous action today, by the way. So today it was massive. Oh, yeah. It was really, really nice. And it
day trader's dream today.
Yeah. And this is what I was this is what I was talking about in AMD. This kind of pattern is what we need to see, like bottoming tail, and then we have the green to red. We are trading above the high. 4 hour is really great place to analyze, especially if you're a day trader or a smaller term swing trader.
Yeah, it looks like very much looks like a correction may have been completed, and these guys are not going anywhere. This is like a part of the lexicon of America now. You know, I'm going to a Zoom meeting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Everything is a Zoom meeting. They're not meeting online. They're meeting in it's Zoom. So it's like, right. You don't remember the days when everybody would say, "Oh, I'm going to do a Xerox," you know, or I'm gonna
exactly. It's like, it's exactly like that now.
Yeah.
Next victim is Apple. And
applesauce.
This stock obviously has got everything going for it, except for getting through 140.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is that, you know, it's not a bad location for the stock. And I'm actually in Apple. What I got in right here into the 131, and I was looking for this pullback buy and rotation. And it actually, I was very happy, you know, when it was getting over 132. But then again, we had an inside bar and we had this. So you can see the pressure build up into this spot. I still have my stop into the 126 area, so I'm giving it a little bit of room, you know, to develop and not choke it. But I don't like the close today. I like the shape of the candle. I like the doji, and it's going to be pretty straightforward, because tomorrow, if we start trading above the 129.70, this high right here, and the more we pinch back again and regain the 131, I'm going to be a little bit more relaxed, and I'm going to look for a continuation higher. But it's just an unfortunate cluster. I'm impressed that it's still holding this well. So I am really pleasantly surprised to see that it's still holding, because we had some names out there that are not holding as well into the tech. So that's actually really, really good. From the weekly perspective here, we did have a double top formation from this high and this high. We had some topping tails that were forming, and we have regained this 10 exponential moving average. And as with AMD and most of the tech stocks that are out there, I like the fact that we're trading and we have regained the 10 exponential moving average. We may be getting ready for a power trend. I mean, who knows, you know? I mean, the tech, and if there are going to be any further lockdowns, I think that these stocks have may possibly move back higher along with Zoom and, you know, everything else. But it was very interesting today to see that, for instance, a stock like Intel, you know, Intel was heading higher, you know, Cisco, not too bad today, ended the day green. And then, you know, very mixed, very, very neutral price action in Apple. Not that bad. I mean, it's not the end of the world. But interestingly enough, we were talking about about the 4 hour. If the overnight trading session or pre-market tomorrow or right after the open, we start trading 129 to 130, that's going to be the confirmation that, yeah, this is going to be the switch that is going to turn on the price action for higher. I like this double bottom as well here. So yeah, we do have low and we do have a little tiny higher low right here. But this to me would confirm that we may be getting ready for higher. And this could actually be an idea for a short-term swing trade over a 129.75.
Right.
Exactly, 129.75 to 80. And look for a short-term swing into the 131 and back into this high of 132. And if the price, you know, keeps on pressing, just keep it, because yeah, it can potentially start taking off. I like the dojis. I love dojis, and especially dojis that are formed onto the daily. Not fortunate, because like I said, it's into a kind of into resistance right here, because we have this doji, we have this bottom right here from the gap up, and that is forming a lot of resistance, right, for price action. So that's why the price action went down and didn't really have the force to continue higher. But yeah, doji up, this is going to take off and probably is going to start moving into the 132 and change.
Well, I bought my son an Apple Watch, so I did my fair share to keep
That's good. So everybody buy Apple.
That's right. Cisco, CSCO, it's one of the top 10 holdings in a lot of information technology ETFs, and it pays over 3% dividend. And that convergence thing you were talking about, you know, I'm seeing the 50-day average at almost 42 and the 200-day average at almost 42. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a convergence as well?
Yes, it is. So I'm going to take it from the higher time frame. I'm going to zoom into the smaller technical image on it. So since it had this rotation here that happened in November, it just didn't slow down. So now the most important thing that it has going for it is that technically speaking, it has a lot of interest because it is trading above this prior high right here. So once it started to run over 45.60, it is going to start running. And it actually punched in today. Yesterday it had a new high. And today almost like really close to hitting a new high. Mm-hmm. But the monthly is ready, is really ready to take on new highs. The next shelf of resistance is right here into the $48. $50 is the big deal for the stock. If it manages to get over $50, it can start running really, really high. The weekly chart is just, you cannot make it any better than this. You have the pullback right into the not only the 50 SMA right here, because it's trading above the 50 SMA, but right into this 200 SMA. And you have this really nice breakout here into the 45.60. This is perfect. It shouldn't mm-hmm. look back until it reaches $48. And the daily chart as well, look at this nice pullback and breakout right here on a smaller time frame. So even if you have a setup that is developing, you know, with the formation, you know, with the let's say with a pullback buy, even below the 10 EMA or the 20 SMA, I think it's not that significant, as long as, you know, the major time frames, especially if you're holding it for a little bit longer time, so not for a quick let's say swing, a couple of day swing or so, you could actually take it, because it has a really nice uptrend, and especially now that it regained the 10 EMA. Very, very bullish on it.
Yeah, if this thing clears 50, it's really got a bright future. Getting above 50 is the key for a big bright future. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to go like right now. What I'm seeing is that if it breaks 46 and it pulls the 46, the next pit stop is going to be 50 and then 55. So it's going to go like in $5 increments.
Well, Moderna is the next one, mRNA, and the two better stocks that had a good run up here today were the Alzheimer drug trial guys, Eli Lilly and Biogen. But this one here, you know, obviously everyone bid it up because of the vaccine news, and then they sold it off. God, it went from 180 to 100. That's a pretty good sell-off. So is it back on the bicycle, you think?
It's back on the bicycle. 123 was the trigger. 125.50, not too shabby. It mm-hmm. had a little bit of a run if you look at, today. But on any pullback, I think this is viable back again. The weekly suggests that it's just getting ready to go back up. 140, 160 at least into this pattern.
And the volume today, 15 million was, you know,
15 million shares traded. Yeah, volume is very good. And I also like the shelf that it created on the daily. I mean, take a look. So pull back and then grind. And look at this 50 SMA right here, you know, and the price was trying so hard to hold above that 50 SMA and finally launched today. Again, the reason why it just blasted here, it was because probably there were some algos that pulled it right into this 125 level, 124 to 125 level. We also have these this 20 SMA right here that caught the price. And we closed borderline, so into this 20 SMA. Tomorrow, if we trade above this, so anything that trades over 125 is just going to be the launch pad for higher. And next stop is going to be 128. It's going to go 130, 134, and then 140, and probably 145. Longer time frame looks way better than shorter time frame. I would much more like a longer term trade in Moderna than a short term swing. But either work.
All right, let's go to the gaming area. You know, one of my favorites, Penn National Gaming, was up 5% today.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I noticed Churchill Downs and DraftKings here didn't do quite as well. But what are we seeing here? This thing is trying to get through this 57 area, I guess.
It's all about pattern. It's all about these weekly rotations that are happening and the buildup that we're getting off of these 10 EMAs. It's such a technical market, and everybody right now is just throwing money into the market.
Yeah.
So really nice shelf right here. So into the $77 to $80, you can see this nice bullish, let's say pennant flag, whatever, into the $77. We have a nice price catch into the 10 EMA, so a little higher than support right here. And this was the trigger. This is actually that we sent a video this Sunday to our traders, and this was a call that we made over $95 for higher. Yeah. And in fact, we did have targets for higher. So let me show you some targets that I'm looking at in Penn. And we're looking for 116, 110 and 116. 116 is going to be pretty much that area where it's going to have a little bit of stall.
Exhaustion.
Yeah. Exhaustion. Exactly. Exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at this DraftKings, because that's the one that was actually on the board here. I just threw my 2 cents in with Penn.
Yeah. Okay.
I figure if somebody's looking at DraftKings, they probably are not allergic to Penn. You know what I mean? It's the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think DKNG is perfect. You know, DKNG looks again higher. So it's again the same type of setup. The trigger here is $52.70 to $53. And it's just testing this prior high. I think it's ready to engage higher. It did nothing wrong today. So what it did is it reached this prior resistance spot. It found some sellers at that point. But as long as tomorrow, if we re-engage higher and if we start finding buyers over today's high, over $55.60, it's going to start moving higher again. And I see it pretty much continuing to $60 and $64. And I heard a lot of rumors and chatter around these gaming companies. So they're pretty hot right now. So
yeah, I mean, here in Las Vegas, there is definitely a little bit of a vibe where they're trying to be more firm with the pricing, and mm-hmm. the hotels seem to be a little bit more, confident of pricing. And let's look at LVS, because this might be telling you something. I mean, the CEO, Sheldon Adelson, had passed away. I thought it might have a negative effect on the stock, but not really. Do you think it looks decent, or what do you think?
I think it looks fantastic. It has a lot of support into the $54.80, and it has resistance into 60, 20. This has the potential to blast higher. So I would look at it from this standpoint. I also like the weekly chart. This is something that I really watch. It had a lot of pressure because the price was trading below the 200 SMA, and there were some algos that were punching it lower here. And now it's just playing yo-yo. It's just playing from the 10 EMA to the 200 SMA. It's just going back and forth. I wouldn't be a buyer off the bottom, but I would be a buyer right here over $60. It looks very good for a continuation higher. And in fact, it does have another shelf of support from the monthly chart into the $54.70. Here we have the 20 SMA. So it's another yo-yo. It's going back and forth. So this is going to be the magic number. And also an interesting fact about LVS is that LVS loves to trade into the whole numbers. And it has an attraction towards 60s or 59s. And you you're going to see mostly that it's form support into the, let's say 55 or 56 or into the even number is just something that is very bizarre about it. It has always been like this.
Yeah, 2 months in a trading range of 5 points could make the option premiums come in quite a bit. So it might not be bad to price out a strangle where you buy the call a year out and you buy the put a year out. And then you look for somebody else to sort out which way it's going.
You're going to have to teach us how to do these options.
Well, it's just buying a
That's
call.
That's why you're the options professor.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, the setup there of 2 months of going sideways, you would think the implied volatility would be coming way down because obviously the stock hasn't gone anywhere in 2 months. So if that is the case, which we never know, but if you go price them out, if the implied volatility is extremely low and you think the news is going to change substantially in the next 6 or 9 months and you go out a year and buy a leap and do a put in a call, if it breaks out either way, you'd have something that could have some merit. And this is the kind of setup where if you think that the world will be changing dramatically, then the implied volatility is not discounting that. It's only discounting what's going on now, which is nothing.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. I love that. So you can
anyway,
make money.
Let's go over the next guy on here, and that is MU, which is Micron Technology, isn't it?
Yeah, MU is just getting ready to rock and roll. Actually, I do have MU on my list for tomorrow because I love the hourly. I really love the daily. Daily pullback right here, and my trigger is going to be 79.80. So if it trades anything over 79.80, 81, 85, I am going to be a buyer, and this to me is going to be a shorter term swing. I'm going to be looking for $82, and I'm going to look for a pop up back into the 84. The time frame that I found this gem on is actually the hourly, so we do have a pretty tight stop right here, and that would be into the 77.70 area, and this is the breakout that I am looking at, the 79.80. That's why I was highlighting the 79.80. It's yesterday's high, so over yesterday's high, it is going to be, in my book, it's going to be a go. And also today, we have a nice hammer, which is very interesting. If you want an earlier entry, I typically like to wait for the full, kind of full throttle trigger, but tomorrow, if it trades over 79.65, this is going to start punching in higher, and it's going to punch it into that trigger of the 80 for the 80 that I'm looking at. Really like it for higher. Really like it for higher. Like I said, 82.84. These are the targets that I would be looking for. And if it starts, putting a lot of pressure to the upside, we could see higher targets in it. And I wouldn't say no to about 85 or 85.25.
People might be getting seduced that Seattle needle there is some kind of a high that can't get taken out. But what you're saying here is based on what we're seeing here in subsequent days, is they may very well make an assault on that space needle, huh?
Yeah, I think so. And here's the image that I would look for. The reason for the sell-off here was the fact that we reached the 261. And then we are coming back into a fib level again, and we're rotating. So this is going to be the next juicy area that where traders may kind of make a lot of money into. And then if we start really punching higher, then we could possibly see a continuation. Yikes, 94.
This is the new
AMD. It's going to be the new AMD for 2021.
All right, this next one is Workhorse, and it's only a $3 billion market cap, but it did 13 million shares, and it averages about 13 and 18 million shares. So people are trading the heck out of this thing at about $25. It's losing money, but it also has short interest of 25% of the underlying stock. So this thing obviously is a short covering situation, obviously of some type, possibly. But what does it look like here?
To me, it looks kind of choppy right now, and it looks kind of busy. I'm not really a big fan of it. I can't believe I'm saying that because all these trades have had, that we've been talking about are looking so great. This one right here, even though the volume is really great, 13,000, over 13,000, 13 million shares traded today, I am not really loving the pattern. For me, it would be a skip. The monthly chart is just salt and pepper right here. It's just great. Christmas light, if you will. Yeah. So to me,
so in other words, if you're day trading that, you could get chopped up like meat.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I agree. From the smaller time frame here, I mean, it wouldn't be so bad because it popped. And then it came and it regained this $24. I would say maybe tomorrow, if we trade above this high, the 2660, you can have a little bit of room into the 28. It's not going to be the best trade. It's going to be less than 1 hour, possibly. And if it starts moving, perhaps it can move into this prior pivot high into the $30. I mean, it's not bad entirely, because if you look at the overall structure, it is making higher low. So obviously low, you know, kind of double bottom right here, you know, look at this. Wow. Look at this bottom right here. And then here we have the pretty much the same level bottom. And then we have a higher low. We have a higher low. And then here we're trying to form a higher low. We're regaining the 10 EMA, and we're finding this support level. And we also have a little confluence with this prior pivot high right here into the 2450 or so. So I would say tomorrow, if it trades over, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. It's not going to be my go-to. I think there are other stocks that are lined up way better than this, better setups. But if it trades over 2660, you could take it higher. But what I would do is that if it trades into the 28, I would peel some profits off, and I would raise my stop here immediately.
Because the recent history, you can't trust the thing.
No. And it has sudden moves, and you don't want to be on the wrong side. As soon as it's your target, take your money, raise your stop, you know, just take partial profits and then raise your stop immediately, because you don't know if you're going to get a sudden pullback or if it's going to start rallying to $30. The price action behavior is really choppy right here. So you don't want to end up with a gap down.
It looks like a real Robin Hood trade, huh?
Yes.
Next one is the farthest thing from Robinhood. It's called Microsoft, and it was up at 217 on the high today, and then it decided to go home in the 214 handle.
It's a dog. Yeah, it's just very sloppy.
What happened to Azure? I thought Azure was the big thing here.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with Microsoft. Microsoft has been basing for a relatively long time. It has support into the $200, and that's obvious. It's trading into a wide range. It has become that really wide range kind of price action behavior, the same price action behavior that Amazon has, the same price action behavior that Google has and that Nvidia has. They're on the same page. They're not any different. The patterns are very, very similar. And I think that once Google, Amazon, and Nvidia are going to start waking up, Microsoft is going to start waking up. And I think that, you know, it doesn't have much long until it reports earnings. What is it, like 2 weeks or something, and it starts report, and I think it's gonna report earnings. I have to check out and see when it reports earnings, but it doesn't. I think that the fact that it's holding is probably waiting for earnings. And don't forget that the tech stocks have had a tremendous run into 2020, and I think that they're just waiting, just tired. There has been the rotation out of these tech stocks, and the money has gone into Tesla and Neo and whatever other stocks. You know, like, there are so many other stocks, and I know I found some stocks on my scanner, and I was scanning this weekend, and I found some stocks that I've never traded before, and I played them this week, and I was like, wow, really impressed.
I mean, 5 months in a 10% trading range.
Yeah.
When this thing does make its turn, and if people are looking for, you know, these analysts are looking for 4,200, 4,500 on the S&P later in the year, this would probably be one of the players in it. And you might see a 250 price in November.
Oh, yeah. And this range right here has a huge potential for the upside. And, everybody knows the longer the base and the longer duration, the bigger the move. So once it's going to start blasting over this high right here, I mean, take a look at these targets where we can see 240s, 250s and then back into the 290s, 300. I wouldn't rule out 300. I wouldn't rule out 300. I think Microsoft, when the time comes, when it's going to be back on their agenda, this has the potential to run. It's just a messy range right now. I would just stay away. It's just like Amazon and Nvidia. And if you have a position, and I do have a long-term position in Microsoft, you know, just let it be. It's nothing that you can do here. Well, the good thing about it is that, you know, it's really trying to, you know, do this little pennant and try to force things into breaking out. And this is what I'm looking right here. So it's trying to do this. So I think it still needs to squeeze a little bit more before, you know, it's going to be bullish above or it's going to take into the bearish below spot.
I got you. The next one up is Walmart. Obviously, they just did a deal with a company. I was trying to remember which one it was. It was just like the other day.
Yeah. The news was last night because it popped. It popped to $151 $151. And I am in Walmart. So we do hold a position in Walmart. I'm going to show you, I'm going to share with everybody here the setup that we got in on. And it looks higher. I like the fact that it's still holding the 148s right here. It's just, you know, trying to find, you know, a balance because it just popped so hard. It was a more than 2% pop after hours, you know, just very soon. So
I think they're genius, to be honest, because, you know, you go into Walmart and you can see that a lot of people who are in there are not going to be serviced with JP Morgan and Wells Fargo wealth management. So there's obviously a lot of money, just like Square, don't they take care of a certain part of lending?
Yes.
You know, well, I mean, these guys should have shooting fish in a barrel because when you go in there, they got Jackson Hewitt in there doing taxes for people. And then sometimes they'll have some insurance guy in there selling insurance. Mm-hmm. And they probably said to themselves, let's set up our own company and do all this stuff ourselves.
They're very smart.
And this is going to open up. This is going to open up a big, big revenue stream for them.
Yeah, this, I believe that, you know, if we talk about really long term, Walmart and even Walmart from, let's say, 5 years, 10 years from now, this is going to be $400 stock.
Yeah,
at least.
Because of all the stuff they got cooking. I mean, they got online going, e-commerce going. They got everything going.
Yeah,
and the company they went with is Ribbit Capital. And I was noticing they doing quite well. So I'm trying to get their symbol real quick and then basically see what happened there. Because there could be an opportunity there too, if they're going to be able to benefit. Ribbit Leap. Yeah. It says it's LEAP.UT. Does that make sense? It's Ribbit. RIBBIT. And then for the stock, it says, well, one says just Leap, LEAP. I don't know if LEAP will work.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Yep. I don't think I've ever traded the stock. Okay. Is it? Okay, let's check it out.
Well, today somebody did. It was 1.7 million volume.
Yeah, let's check out the max available here. Oh, wow. Take a look. Yeah, look at this gap down right here.
That's why you come to these webinars, to learn these things.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. See, you learn something every single time.
And by the way, also your theory of coming together, what's the word?
Confluence?
You know, there you go. The 50 and the 200-day averages are both at around $12.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I love to see. Exactly. So this, it popped up today and it's a doji, right? So if it trades above this high right here, it can have another squeeze into the 200 SMA. Yep. So yeah, it's really trying to go for a gap fill right now. Really, really trying to go for a gap fill. I mean, but I can't believe, like, I'm looking right now on my other monitor. Take a look at this. It was a $99 stock right here back in 2007. 2007, it was a $100 stock almost.
I think they're venture capital or private equity or something. So that might explain all the wildness there.
Yeah, probably.
All right. That's next crazy. One up is Snap, SNAP. And Snap is taking advantage of the volatility in these other companies, I think.
I know. Snap
because,
is a really
you know, with Twitter and Facebook on the ropes, here comes Snap out of the woods.
Yep. Snap. Exactly. So we had a pullback buy here. I don't own any shares of it. But once it traded above this 20 SMA, it started to take off. Then the breakout occurred at 54.65 or so. And now it's just into a continuation pattern. I can't believe I missed this one. I mean, look at this. This is perfect. exactly the way I like it. So pull back to the 10 EMA, double bottom right here. So we had 2 weeks in a row with the same low, or a little bit higher low right here last week. But take a look at this. The trigger just the trigger actually happened this week, and the trigger was at 53.83. That's right, 53.83. Now, you know, we just have to watch it, and let's focus on see if it does a pullback, because no entry opportunities here.
Since we're on this subject, why don't we throw up Twitter, Facebook, and Google and see if their deterioration is going to be more, or is this an opportunity?
Well, here's the thing, you know, technically speaking, well, I don't like, you know, to go that chatter route, you know, and that narrative route. I just look at the technical pattern. I could care less what the stock is doing, or, you know, what they're talking about. Because I really like to see, you know, the price action behavior. And that's the only thing that interests me. Bottom line is that on the weekly chart, this is a beautiful pullback right into support deriving from this prior pivot high in Twitter. As long as it's going to maintain the parameters for the next 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and if we are going to close it flat into this doji, or a little bit of build up into the green right here, it's going to be very bullish above this week's high. Very bullish above this week's high. And it's going to start moving higher. I don't know about their policy. I haven't.
No, but the 45 number looks like a reasonable line in the sand, huh?
It does. It does. It has this prior pivot high right here that is forming this support. It's good. But if it breaks below 45, down it goes. Down
exactly.
The rabbit hole into the 40s. Yeah.
40s. What about Facebook? They got $2.8 billion using it, which is, I think, a third of the planet or something. It's down hard today. Is that now an opportunity? What do you think?
I think that investors may be looking for at the monthly chart, because the monthly chart is just a tap onto the 10 exponential moving average. I know there are hedge funds out there that uses 10 EMA to their advantage. And what they do is they start scaling in and they get these discount prices. So we're going to have to wait and see. To me, from the day trading perspective, because I looked at it today, it seems like a little bit more organized selling than anything else. And I'm not expecting that 250 to hold very well. I'm expecting still a pullback into the 240s.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the 240s from this weekly chart. 240 would be a good price for it. It's also support deriving from this resistance high. We have the 50 SMA right here. So I would look more into this area. Well, the reality is that these hedge funds, they like to buy in increments because they're buying like huge size of these stocks. So they are scaling in as the stock is probably going lower. And this would be a good technical level for them to start scaling in, because it's a nice, you know, that nice technical 250-ish area. But I would like to see it a little bit lower. For us retail traders, we need a lot more confirmation before we actually get into a trade. We can't really catch falling knives because we don't have the budget for that.
Exactly. Google looked the same way to you?
Yeah. Google, well, not like, not just like Facebook, but we talked earlier about these tech stocks, you know, like AMD and, NVIDIA. We talked about NVIDIA and Microsoft. When we analyzed Microsoft, it's still trading within ranges. So, it has done nothing wrong. It has a plethora of support right here into the 1670s. As long as we're holding the 1670s and we're holding this high right here, the stock is not going anywhere. It's going to be very bullish over 1850. And here, there's going to be a problem. There's substantial support here. Pivot high support, 20 SMA support, FIB support. So there's a lot of support right here. We also had last week a huge bottoming tail. We never triggered above. This week, so that means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if this week is going to start trading above 1800 may do the trick. And actually, this would be a scale in idea, like half the size, and then at the rest over 50. That would be my bet. I think that these stocks are not doing anything right now, because this is option expiration week. Friday is option expiration. So probably this is like that, you know, choppiness that is going into all the shenanigans that are being played before the actual expiration.
Yeah. The next one is ILMN, and that rolled over here pretty good today. After hitting 372, oh, wow. It went home at 361. So mm-hmm. I don't know if there's more to follow there. It seems to be having a lot of trouble around 375 to 400. Huh?
Yeah. So ILMN, again, it has support right into this 10 EMA right here into the 350s. Not a setup right here. Daily chart as well, you know, kind of problematic. I was, you know, hoping to see something, you know, hold into the 360 area. I mean, it really didn't fall off the chart, but not really a big fan of it. It has this prior pivot high that is holding support and has held support yesterday. And today we had an inside bar. So if we kind of like try to dissect everything like candle by candle, I am confident that if it trades over 273 tomorrow, this high, this is going to go back up. Like really high percentage in my book for this stock to go back up. But if we start breaking below the 255s and 256 to 255, down we go. And I think we're going to pretty much close in into this 340 area right here.
Okay. Let me see what we got here next. Next is going to be Amazon. Oh, yeah. That one's pulling back.
All right. Amazon. Yeah. Amazon is just like Microsoft. You know, we talked about this range right here. It's exactly carbon copy Microsoft with the high, lower highs, that pennant, you know, that we, that Microsoft had as well. This is the pennant right here. So it's really trying to squeeze a little bit. I think that, you know, before Amazon decides to pick a direction, I think it's going to probably want to shake everybody out before it goes back up. So, yeah, I think it's just, it's not moving. It's just waiting for, earnings.
Earnings probably. Coming out, right, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Earnings probably, and it's also probably, you know, there's that sector rotation. They don't have any interest in Amazon right now, so they're just letting it. You know, they rotated into other stocks that have been really on the move. You know, like Target, and Target has been on fire. We talked about Walmart. You know, Target has been on fire. Target is, and I don't have a position in Target, but it has been like unbelievable.
Yeah, when it was in the 80s and the P ratio was 15, that was a pretty much of a slam dunk because you knew it was going to catch up on PE. The valuation was going to expand, plus their profits did. So that was a great thing. Disney, obviously, with the packages they now have, you know, really has had a big run. And what are we thinking on Disney here?
I think Disney is still bullish. It's holding the gap up right here. I like the fact that it's holding it. It's really trying to, you know, kind of create this uptrend, you know, and today closed the below the 10 EMA, but tomorrow can be a turnaround day for it. And Disney has been trading very, very sloppy. I think that if we start seeing this 275 below today's low, because we punched into the 175, we can probably come back in anywhere into this area right here. And then this could be a rotation for higher. The reality is that it's very extended on the weekly. So the weekly, that's the problem for it. So the weekly 10 EMA is just calling the price to come in, re-tap into the 164, wash some stops out before it rotates for higher. I see Disney at least over $200 to $220 this year.
I mean, just think about when they open the parks up and when they can start making films a lot easier. This is going to be a situation that'll be very good. And the last one on the list is HAS. That's Hasbro, I guess.
Hasbro, yeah. Take a look. Hasbro, wow, look at this. Nice stock. I haven't looked at this stock in forever. A nice grind off of the March lows right here. Nice grinding higher. I don't see any entry right now. If you were a buyer, you know, probably into the 50 SMA or into this breakout right here over 96, you have to enjoy the ride. You know, it just keeps on going and going. A little bit flaky. I mean, like, you know, back and forth action. But right. Today had a really nice solid green day. It does have room for higher. So it just digested this pivot low right here. So this is really good. And yeah, we could probably see another 105 105-106 before it jumps even higher, but this is going to be a big pressure into the 105 and 106.
You know, oil popped up a little bit today, I think, to a new high. How did the XLE react to that?
Let's take a look. XLE power move higher. Yeah, right. And I know we talked about it yesterday.
Yesterday, right?
Really nice setups. All of the energy stocks have had the same kind of setups with these little nice dojis right here, right into these inflection points. Very, very nice continuation for higher. I think oil is higher, and I think that XLE has the potential to run into the 45-50-ish zone.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, how about a few different ideas from your think tank before we sign off?
Oh my gosh, I wish I could have, you know, some ideas. ZM is the one that is that I'm going to call a trade on tomorrow, like I said, because I really love the way it is trading. I want to see the open tomorrow. I'm going to get this in increments, so I'm going to get in, like I said, full size, but I'm also looking to add on it over 266. I see it higher. We had a lot of trades today. We called OSTK today, and it just triggered. So we had the call into the 59.15, and it just triggered a little bit higher here. And as you can see from the daily, let me put it into the daily because that's a little far out. Look at the really nice rotational bottom right here, and it closed. Finally, closed above this. Closed above this 10 EMA. So we hit two targets today. We hit the 60 target. We had targeted into the 60, and we had another target into 62. It hit two targets in the same day, and then we are looking for a bit longer term target, obviously 63-65, but then we're looking for 68. Depends on the velocity. Another idea is JMIA, and that is it just triggered at $40.20, not far from where it triggered, but it's so clean on the weekly. Take a look, pullback right here in really nice clean setup, rotation off the 10 exponential moving average. This is the trigger that punched us in today, $40.20, and it ran a little bit higher. So this would be like, it's not too late to grab it right now, but this is a really nice, this is a really nice area for a continuation higher. We're looking for a continuation into the 44-45 area in this one. But other than that, all the trades, and I know yesterday we talked about Airbnb. Airbnb is gorgeous. We do have position in. This is our entry right here in Airbnb at 155.60. And it's just moving higher. We had actually a first target in Airbnb at 159 and 160 and 163. And take a look, it ran into 163.88 so far. You know, all these smaller time frame targets were all three hit today, and it's only Tuesday, and we call this trade on Sunday night when we send out all the trades for the week, and we had like 13 or 15 trades this week, which is unbelievable because, you know, looking back like 5 or 6 years ago, we would call like 2 to 3 trades per week, and now it's just, you know, it's just
2 or 3
a day. There are a lot of setups.
How about Pfizer's converging, the 50 and the 200 day average on Pfizer's converging right about where the price is now?
I'm at Pfizer. I didn't like what it did this morning though. Okay, so I'm a buyer in Pfizer at 37.55. that's my exact entry in Pfizer, and this is a nice weekly rotation. It has not done anything wrong from the weekly perspective because I'm trading the weekly here. But it wasn't a pleasant picture to watch this pullback back into support. I do have a stop in it. So in Pfizer, I have a stop of $36. It's not a big deal. It's only $1.50 stop in it. But we'll see. As long as the stop is not being violated, I'm still going to, you know, stay put in my trade. This is my stop right here, 36. I'm going to honor it and just set it and forget it.
And Biogen, BIIB, they say anything between 200 and 250 tends to be a bargain on that stock.
BIIB is very attractive from the hourly perspective. So if this one is going to start going, because it has consolidated today, so it built up on a lot of energy. So if it tomorrow, if it trades over 268.75, I think it has the potential to start running higher and possibly 274, 275. So look at this nice build up right here. So it came from another consolidation. So BIIB is known for these consolidations.
Yeah. It looks like anything under 250 is a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, Anka, and then we'll turn it over to David.
All right. So for those of you that are, like to swing trade, we do have a program dedicated for swing trading. It's called the Stock Swing Trader. We release a video. We release an email each Sunday night, and I scan manually through over 6,000 stocks. It's pretty much the same thing that we did here. And we release a video and the trades for the following week. And then during the week, we do have a private feed where we continue to communicate trades. For instance, this week, we had more than 11 trades, I believe, that were released on Sunday. And we added three more trades today alone. And we're going to have one more tomorrow, that ZM trade that is on my watch. So if you guys want to take advantage and, you know, I basically do all the work for you, and I point the stocks that or the ETFs that we like for the week and where we're going to be buyers, and check it out. It's at tradeoutloud.com. It's under services. It's called a Stock Swing Trader. And we also have education that goes along if you want to learn how it is done. So thanks so much, David. And thank you, Jim, for having me here today.
Sure.
To
great. Absolutely great. And for those of you who'd like to get the optionprofessor.com weekly update on the markets, simply go to optionprofessor.com and put your email in, and you'll be in the queue for this Friday when we come out with the next update. David, back to you. Thanks a lot, Anka, and we'll talk to everybody and be with you again soon.
Okay, before we actually log off, I do have a little announcement. We are planning, Synergy Traders is planning some event during the month of February, March, and April, and we do have May, I'm sorry about that. So we do have, and David is working on this. I know every day and night we have the Tech Wizards event where everybody's going to have a chance to meet new technology that is helping us improve our everyday trading, whether you're a short time frame trader, long time frame trader, swing trader, whether you're, you know, doing common or options, etc. So these are going to be tools that will make your life way easier, because I'm using a scanner. There are some platforms out there, charting systems that are really going to help you with charting, even if you're, you know, a little bit more versed into trading, but they have great built-in scanners into it. So they're really amazing to work with. So the Tech Wizards is on February 4th. It's going to be a one-day event. It's going to be a huge event. And then for the month of March, we have a mega event that is scheduled. It's the third annual Women Tech Trading and Investing Summit. And it is going to be fully packed with female traders. And women have been taking the trading world by storm. This event, like I said, it's a... Okay, it's a five-day event. And we are already, David is already working on packing this event with really amazing traders. I'm very happy to be part of that as well. And later this year in May, we have 2 days in May, on May 5th and May 6th, where we have a huge event again. And this is going to be all about discipline, time management, psychology. It's about, you know, building a trading plan, you know, having the right psychology and the right mindset when you come into trading, time management, etc. So money management again. So this is going to be a very important piece of information. And in fact, I always, you know, kind of insist I'm telling my traders that, yes, it's great. Yeah, you have to be a technical trader. You have to know a little bit of fundamentals as well to kind of have that nice fusion in between the two, so you know what to expect to get the best outcome of your trade. But without proper risk management, you're not going to get far, and you could have killer trades. If you don't have a really solid management plan, then the trades are going to go all down the drain. So having that that good management into trades is very important. So David is working on that. And I want to thank David for inviting me here to the show. I love trading stocks and I love talking about stocks. So if you guys have any questions, and if you have any suggestions for these shows that both David and I are putting together, just feel free to email David and he'll make sure that, you know, we will incorporate your suggestions and your feedback into these webinars, whether it's timing, whether it is, the promotions that you would like to see, or whether it's someone, a special guest that you would like to have, on the show. So that would be fantastic. So David, thank you so much for having me. This is a wrap, and I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks, Anka. Yeah. As Anka mentioned, I'm putting together the lineup for these events that she mentioned. The Tech Wizards, especially, will be the next one, Thursday, February 4th. And we've done a few of these Tech Wizard events before, so I'm working on finding new people. So if there's some software or indicators or apps or anything like that you really love for your trading, let me know, and I can try to get someone from them, that company on the event. As Anka mentioned, March 1st through 5th will be the third annual Women Teach Trading and Investing. So with that too, if you have any suggestions we're going to try to do 50 presentations over 5 days. So it'll be the biggest event we've ever done. Again, if you have any suggestions, you can go to timingresearch.com and contact me there. And then the psychology, discipline, and time management. We did a psychology event late last year, and the response was much bigger than I was expecting. So we're going to do a 2-day event this year, psychology, discipline, and time management. So that'll be May 5th and 6th. So yeah, looking forward to that. So thanks, Anka. And just want to thank you again for being here today. Anka Metcalf of tradeoutloud.com and Jim, the option professor of optionprofessor.com, for moderating. So thanks, everyone.